You're doing all the right things, like eating clean and staying active, but nearly all of us are still missing a key piece, minerals. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's not getting, supporting mood, energy, immunity, and nervous system balance. It's made from ionic trace minerals your body actually absorbs and comes in three delicious flavors, blue raspberry, blue Hawaiian, and blue acai. Because your body can't make minerals and modern food and water don't supply enough, start with minerals. Start with Concentrace. Find it now at TraceMinerals.com. Feel off? Tired? Moody? You might be missing minerals because 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps support energy, mood, and immunity from the inside out. Go to TraceMinerals.com and feel the difference minerals make. Missing minerals? 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's missing, naturally supporting mood, energy, and immunity. Get yours now at TraceMinerals.com. You eat well, you work out, but did you know 99% of Americans are still mineral deficient? That's where Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder comes in. It's your daily foundation for better mood, natural energy, immune support, and nervous system balance. Formulated from nature and backed by science, it's a simple habit that makes a big impact. Because your body doesn't make minerals, and today's food and water don't supply enough, with Concentrace, you'll feel the difference. Go to TraceMinerals.com and start with minerals. Start with Concentrace.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
When you look at her history, she's only been in the position since about 2020, but she has been working within the court system for many years prior, but only a few years in this exact role. One would have to wonder a little bit, if you go into a job, into a position you've never held before, and I don't know how much she knew about this position or did not know. She was elected into it, so I'm assuming she knew quite a bit. I don't think she can claim ignorance here. But in some cases, if the culture has always been like that since you've been in it and you've never worked in any other place, any other setting where that was not the culture, you wouldn't necessarily know that this is not how it works everywhere, even if you know what you're doing may be wrong. I think a lot of industries have those sort of things where eventually they get referendums on them and it goes, oh, maybe this is a bad thing. An example I would have would be when I worked in music radio forever. Back in the days, you would have record labels that would pay you directly. It essentially was a bribe to get certain right. songs on the air. Then eventually, and when I started, that was the norm. It wasn't even talked about as being wrong. And I just saw like my bosses doing this, and then thinking, well, this is really kind of amazing. Like, you can earn money this way. That's great. But then as I grew and I started going to different stations and different places, and I started learning, oh shit, that's really not right. That's unethical. And then you go, oh, I'm not going to be a part of that sort of part of the game, even though others may be. It does make you wonder if there's just so much of that going on in South Carolina in these specific areas that most people, not only do they participate in it, but maybe they are unaware that this is not the norm in every single place and of the ethical violations that it includes when they partake in this sort of behavior. I'm not excusing her. I think she should probably be aware of that. But I'm saying if you're new to this, you're going into that courthouse to work and this is going on, that's the norm.
I'm with you. And here's another thing you and I have said multiple times too. Just because it's unethical doesn't mean it's illegal.
Sure.
And what happens is when you start having a pattern of behavior of doing unethical things for personal gain, because that's what everyone does, it's accepted, and you're not judged and shamed for being self-serving, you start losing an understanding of what law is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what's going on in South Carolina, but we're not just seeing it in South Carolina, we're seeing it everywhere. Yeah. I mean, just take that optic back and look at government as a whole right now.
Sure.
People are doing very unethical things, but boy, they know exactly where that law line is.
Mm-hmm.
And they're riding it. And some people fall over it and don't even realize it. And I think that's what's going on down here, is when unethical behaviors become the norm because everyone's doing it and you don't even think of it as unethical. Believe me, if you were to interview her and ask her and put her on a polygraph and ask her if she did anything unethical, she's not going to say no. I mean, no. She's not going to say she did anything, because you start believing and rationalizing your own behavior when you're self-serving it. It's part of the human condition. We only consume information that validates their own self-opinion. And people do not like thinking negative things about themselves, that they're, especially if they're unethical.
And I would imagine
that's what the culture is.
I would imagine behavior like this also doesn't just start at the extreme end of going and tampering with a jury.
Nope.
I'm assuming like when she got in there, maybe there was a little thing here, a little thing there. Hell, maybe even her predecessor did this sort of shit. I have no idea where you learn this behavior from someone and go, oh, that's okay to do. It makes me wonder, you know, how did that arc, you know, end up going all the way to the top where we see she finally gets arrested? Where did this begin? What were the first steps of unethical behavior that led to this extreme where we're going to end up very likely with a new Alec Murdaugh trial, and God knows however many other cases are going to as well, simply because she was present and part of the system?
Yeah, we don't know until we have a good conversation, someone does a good interview with her and discovers, like you said, the life arc. You know, who trained her into this position? Because for some reason, she thought this was completely appropriate what she did. Mm-hmm. And it probably flabbergasted her that she's, you know, that she caused all this. Mm-hmm. Because this is what she saw. This is what she learned. This is what she observed. I don't think she went, like most people don't, she didn't go from zero to 100 and say, hey, I got a great idea out of the blue. I'm going to write a book. And as the book is under pressure and under pressure, you know, you get emotionally tied to the outcome of getting the publication out on time. Publishers are beating on her and make sure this happens, this happens. And it helps you start rationalizing your inappropriate, unethical behavior of talking to the jury to make sure X, Y, and Z to serve your own needs. There you go.
Should there be more restrictions in place? Can there be more restrictions in place around courtrooms and around cases? Because obviously there are always high profile cases going on. And if you're pretty close to that fire, I mean, here's a prime example. You can influence it in some way, shape, or form. It's even if you have a very minuscule title, something far less than the clerk of court. But if you're around these people, speaking up in some way, shape, or form and expressing opinion on this could have detrimental effects. Writing a book while the case is going on could have detrimental effects. Should there be restrictions of simply almost non-disclosure, like where, look, if you're involved in this case and you're not a juror who was randomly selected, but you chose to be here, either you went up for election for this position or you simply applied for the job and were accepted, we're sorry, you can't write books about the shit that goes on here until you have quit your job, left your job, whatever, how many years after maybe, then we don't have this risk of these people being in these positions trying to find ways to profit far greater than they would ever make on the actual job itself.
I'm surprised there wasn't. For me, like even in the FBI, I wrote three books before I retired. And in order for me to write a book, I had to have approval to even speak to a publisher or an agent through my chain of command.
Yeah.
And the first questions my chain of command would ask me were, when you write in this book, because if you're writing a book, do you have enough time to do your job?
Yeah, sure.
And then you had to get outside of employment approval and authority. I mean, the checks and balances of in order to publish anything, even an article, were huge inside the government. And so this is showing if they don't have that kind of policy in place down there, they're definitely going to be instituting it. Because if she's in the middle of a trial and writing a book, what job isn't she doing?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's the biggest question.
It's not serving the public trust at all.
Well, it's almost like she added some job duties, it seems to herself. One of those being, let's influence the jury with her opinion.
The taxpayers are paying her salary, and that's not what she's paid to do. That's why there's all these checks and balances and approvals to do things that are self-serving, because you're not being paid by the profit of what you're producing, you know, for public consumption. You are actually being paid by the taxpayers to provide a public service under a public trust, and she broke it.
You're consuming the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Missing minerals? 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's missing, naturally supporting mood, energy, and immunity. Get yours now at TraceMinerals.com. Feel off, tired, moody? You might be missing minerals because 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps support energy, mood, and immunity from the inside out. Go to TraceMinerals.com and feel the difference minerals make.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps. Ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today for 10% off your first month.
Missing minerals? 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's missing, naturally supporting mood, energy, and immunity. Get yours now at TraceMinerals.com. Feel off, tired, moody? You might be missing minerals because 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps support energy, mood, and immunity from the inside out. Go to TraceMinerals.com and feel the difference minerals make. Feel off, tired, moody? You might be missing minerals because 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps support energy, mood, and immunity from the inside out. Go to TraceMinerals.com and feel the difference minerals make.